Hello everyone, we are back with another devotion and we pray that this will bless and encourage you as you hear the word of God, as you feed on the promises of God. We might be facing a challenge in this country, but the word of God works through each and every season and we will get through the storm. Today I want to encourage you to manage your thought life and to make sure that you don't allow the wrong thoughts to take root in your mind. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 to 5, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." You know, during this time, I believe one of the biggest challenges we have is to make sure that we keep on focusing on the right thing and meditating on the Word of God instead of all the wrong things. I believe the devil is really busy sending demons out to bombard people with negative thoughts and to bombard people with fearful thoughts during this coronavirus outbreak. And we need to make sure that we take thoughts captive, otherwise those thoughts will take us captive. So when a thought comes that you have a coronavirus or you're going to get it or you're not going to get through it, you ought to take that thought captive and to the obedience of Christ and replace it with the truth that we find in the Word of God. You need to speak the promises of God aloud and really just rebuke that lie that the devil tries to bring into your heart. The Bible tells us in Philippians 4 that we need to think about things that are true, noble, of good report. So we have a choice what we think about. If we didn't have control over our thought life, the Bible wouldn't have said think about these things. So think about what is true, think about what is good, think about what is noble, think about the good reports we get in the Word of God and the good reports we get from people that are being healed from this virus. So manage your thought life. When a thought tries to come in, take it captive. If it's a negative thought, take it captive. If it's a fearful thought, say no to it and make sure you think about the right things. A great man of God said that you can't keep a bird from flying over your head, but you can keep it from making a nest on top of you. You might not be able to stop all kinds of thoughts running through your mind, but you can stop it from taking root in your mind and really affecting your heart. So say no to it, take it captive, and think about everything that is true and of good report. Amen.